Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Ronan Gallagher, Ronan, good afternoon in Mohill in County Leitrim. Ronan.
Joe, good afternoon to you. How are you?
There's a lot of it. I know that even talking to people over the last couple of weeks. Dog napping, dogs being stolen to order. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, last Wednesday, I was actually in hospital and I had to go up to hospital myself, but my son was at home and my little dog, Yorkshire Terrier, Snuggy. Mm-hmm. She was just wandering in and out of the house. He was working home. We leave the door open and she just wanders in and out. She doesn't wander far from the house.
Okay.
But she went missing. And that night, didn't turn back. I stayed up till about 5 in the morning. I looked all over the place for her, couldn't find her. It would be very unusual for her to go missing. And the next morning, I went down to around in the daylight. I was looking in the neighbour's area and one of my neighbours told me that they found a piece of plastic tied around a tree near my house,
mm-hmm.
which she took. And so I started looking on the internet. You don't really think about these things until they happen to you. And I started looking on the internet. I just thought everywhere. I said dogs that were just being stolen and people talking about markers on their walls or markers on their you know, on trees or on poles near their houses. Now, there are marks that are on ESB things, which apparently is cleared up. They're put there by the ESB. They're nothing to do with the dog napping. But apart from that, people are finding bits of ties and strings and things. And I think what it is, I think I looked on the website. I mean, there are dogs. Yorkshire Terrier is selling for €1,500. From 5 to €1,500. It's an outrageous prices. And, of course, it raises another question. The platforms upon which they're being sold, what are they doing to stop this and to try this? I mean, if I have a shop and the stolen goods are passing through it, even though I'm not aware of it, I'm still liable for it. I don't know how that works on the internet.
So when you say the plastic bag strip, what do you mean, a cable tie?
Well, some are cable ties. Mine was actually a bit of plastic from a fertilizer bag or a farmer's bag, you know, those plastic. And it was tied, knotted around the tree. I mean, nature doesn't knot things around trees. It was tied around the tree. And I did check, would it be a mark left by contractors doing farming, you know, cutting hay and stuff for people?
Okay,
and no, it wasn't either. Yeah, I've looked into that. And
so you're saying to dog owners, if you see an unusual plastic strap or cable tie appears near a pole near your house.
And yes, on a tree.
And if you are a tracer. If you have a dog, be afraid.
Yeah,
be very afraid. Beware.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't, Joe, when I saw it first, I thought, this is just, you know the way you think people are just overreacting. But no, it's actually, and I've looked on it, and the internet is full of stories of it. And I did get
There's a dog theft ring somewhere, because I know and I know you reported to the guards, and they said the Garda press office issued a statement saying there is no dog theft pandemic.
Yeah, I saw that. It was on the Journal, and they did go on to start to warn people about it. But there is definitely a dog theft pandemic, and I think it's all highly organised. And I think what's happening is that the ringleaders are using local knowledge to find the dogs and to quickly ship them out of the country or sell them wherever they can. But it does raise a question. I've noticed there's dogs all over on Dundee's and Cumtree's and all that. And, you know, there's no provenance. Doesn't seem to be any. No, I'm not saying those dogs are stolen by any means at all. Mm. But there is no way to check or any of that. And I think the people who are on those platforms, and you were talking about platforms earlier, have a responsibility to ensure that the people who are selling these dogs have proper ownership to them. There must be some system we can put into place.
But when we're talking about it there a couple of weeks ago, one caller was telling me that they complained to one of these sites about their dog was up on it, who had been stolen. They took it down, but then it reappeared with a different name and a different seller within a few minutes.
Yeah, and that's what's going on. And I think, you know, Joe, I mean, in fairness, if I owned a retail shop in a town here, and goods were passing through it that were stolen, I may not be aware of it. But when the guards come down and check it out, I could still be charged with handling stolen goods. That's the way it works. You're meant to know the provenance of the goods you're selling. You know? So I think that needs to be looked at, and it could be stopped if pressure is put on those people to stop putting up those ads. That might kill the market.
Okay.
It's €1,500 for Yorkshire Terriers. I couldn't believe it.
Which is your little dog called Snuggy, is that what you said?
Yeah, Yorkshire Terrier, yeah.
Yeah. And what age is your dog?
She's 6 years old. Okay. And she's not microchipped, unfortunately. I didn't microchip her, because we got her after my other dog died. Somebody had they got work and they couldn't look after the dog, so we got her.
Would you not get her microchip now?
Well, if I got her back, I would certainly microchip her, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's, oh, you're saying you got
the absence of the microchip means
that... Yeah, exactly. And now, indeed, the
it's very, it's very distressing to have your dog stolen.
I keep hearing her. I keep thinking I hear her barking in distance when I'm out. And the other night, I thought she was scratching at the door to get in. And yeah, you do. You know, you look. I know people say there's a lot more.
Yeah, no,
things going on in the world, but you know, it's still the same. It's still
dogs.
But
dogs are an important part of lifesavers for a lot of people. But your dog is gone. You reckon there's no hope.
Well, no, that's not. I don't know about that, because I also have to add, in fairness to the Gardaí, on local levels, a lot of Gardaí are doing sterling work and are picking up dogs and finding dogs for people. So that's the other side of it, but that's on a local level. I think the Gardaí need to look at this on a national level. This thing is a big national, this is a big ring, I think, going on, and it needs to be stopped, because it's getting out of, it's way out of control. I just couldn't believe the amount of dogs that are people reporting stolen, and the same thing about the ties and stuff on it. You know, everything you believe, everything you see on the internet, maybe you'd be wary of it, but some stuff is true. And yeah, when you see, anecdotal evidence coming in on a huge wave like that, you have to say to yourself, yeah, there's something going on here, definitely.
Okay, well, Richard Allen is in Kinnegad in County Westmeath. Richard, what happened to your dog?
Hello, Joe. Thank you very much for giving me the time. Yeah. We had a horrendous weekend. First of all, I want to make it clear, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but people need to be wary of their pets. We have a one-year-old border collie named Louie. He's currently in the vets at the moment with possible liver failure. Sunday night, he heard a disturbance at 4 in the morning. I was awake, so I let him out for a pee. And then the following morning, I found that he'd gotten violently ill. He recovered most of the day, but my wife is a nurse in the Midland Hospital. She rang me and said, look, a couple of the girls have reports of dogs being attempted to be taken from their back garden. Could I check our side gate? I live in the town of Kinnegad, in a semi-detached house in the state. Okay. And when I went out, I discovered there was a cable tie tied to the side of my gate, and somebody had attempted to take my gate off its hinges. And on further examination, I found that the foil wrapper of I'm not a medical person, is a cardiovascular or cholesterol tablets that was left down the side of the house. And it turns out somebody had tagged my house when they found out that I have a dog, which is our family pet. Mm. And they came around on the Sunday night attempting to get him, but he was inside. He's a family pet. He sleeps inside. But he ingested what they put down the house. And this morning, my wife had to rush him to the vet. And this worst thing about the whole lot is the guards came out yesterday. They were fantastic. But the worst thing is they came back again last night. I left my house at 5:20 this morning to go to work, and I found chalk marks on the ground in front of my house.
So you're saying the thieves came back again last night?
Yeah. These people are... my brother and family sisters live further out beyond Mullingar and Westmead in a place called Collinstown, and they warned me on the Saturday that there are groups going around marking people's houses. They're putting cable ties on fences and gates and putting chalk marks, and they're using children who are wandering into your back garden and letting people know you have dogs in your back garden. And then they are marking your house, and then late at night they're sneaking in, taking them away. For what reason, I don't want to think. So the reason I rang was because I wanted to spread the word. Please, people,
absolutely.
Keep your dog
and Richard, what was the function of the tablets?
I Googled this. Google is a devil of a thing, but I Googled the tablet which I read off the foil, and it said on the tablet that it makes the dog docile. It kind of makes them a bit more drunk. So the vet this morning said that he was given something else. But it sedates the dog to a state where they can handle them, get them out. And like, my dog is microchipped. He's neutered. He's registered. Like, he's like my 3-year small kids play with him every day. So the only way they would have seen him is if they walked past the front of my house and seen him in the living room window playing with 3 kids, because I don't have him out on his own. Like, I walk him. But another house in the estate has found cable ties. I went around my estate warning my neighbours, look, this is after happening. And one of my neighbours found cable ties down by the site. And once again, the local Gardaí were fantastic. They came out straight away. I rang them this morning. They've been out again. They're doing everything in their power. But just people need to watch their dogs. These groups are going around taking dogs.
Well, and they're determined. And
they
organized.
Especially when I saw the chalk marks in front of my house first thing this morning. I'm excessively angry. And now the dog is in the vet. He said he should be okay, but he's on intravenous IV to try to help him out. So.
Well, hopefully your dog is... What's your dog's name, Richard?
Louis,
yeah.
The one-year-old border collie. So just people... Oh, wow. We all... They're family members, so we'd all hate to think about it happening to them.
And then you're...
Joe,
yes, Ronan.
Joe, could I just might say, it's very important as well, I think, for people to actually report any dog theft to the Gardaí, because according to the journal, they won't know the scale of what's going on if they're not officially reported. So the more people, even if your dog was stolen a while ago, people should report it, because then the Gardaí would see the trend and they begin, you know, they can, whatever data they have can help them catch these people, you know, and they need to be caught because they're getting bolder and bolder.
Watch
and they forget back to that man's house.
Watch out for tags and the cable ties and...
unusual markings around your house. Yeah.
Well, the strangest thing is I took a picture for the garage this morning and it came up some kind of black light, little paint came up on my phone that wasn't visible. So the guards are going to look in to see whether they're using some kind of luminous paint or something just to highlight houses where they have these dogs. I don't know why they want to take them. It scares me to think about it. But I just want people just to be, don't leave their pets outside at night. And even my eldest girl, she's 10. I won't let her walk them on her own around the area because there rumours is they're taking dogs off kids as well. So
mine was taken in the middle of the day. You know, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon and at the house, right at the house. And my son was inside.
Stretching over people's back walls and taking them directly from their garden. So just people need to be very, very careful at the moment.
Okay. Richard Allen Kinnegad and Ronan Gallagher in Mohill. Thank you both. 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.